Good day, listeners. My name is Taylor McClure, and I am your host for CIDI's Daily News Show. And thank you all for tuning in to Township's Daily News Bits. Finally, we had a beautiful weekend, and I really hope that all of you had the chance to get out and enjoy the sunshine. We are expected to be gifted with this beautiful weather over the next couple of weeks. And so I thought I'd inform our community about a festival that's taking place in Frelsesburg this upcoming weekend on September 30th and October 1st, known as Festibois. Festibois is going into its fourth edition this year, and it's all about highlighting the importance of the forest, the people who care for it, and those artisans and craftsmen who transform wood into their own creations. As a part of this year's festival, Festibois is expanding on its educational mission by adding a number of conferences on the role that forests play in our daily lives, the circulation of wood in the eastern townships, forestry in Quebec, in the face of climate change, eco-citizenship, and much more. I had the chance to speak with Denise Bélanger, who is one of the co-organizers of Festibois, all about its expansion on its educational mission and how they hope to continue expanding on that moving forward. We hope that you enjoy our conversation. Denise, before we get into our interview, I wanted to thank you so much for joining CIDI to chat all about Festibois and the conferences that will be included in this year's programming. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you. You're welcome.
So like I mentioned, Denise, we are celebrating Festibois at the end of September. And this year's festival sees more conferences added to the program, covering a number of different subjects, from the circulation of wood in Bromissisqua, biodiversity, forestry in Quebec, and more. So I wanted to start off by asking you why you and other organizers for Festibois decided to add more conferences to this year's program.
The Festibois, since the beginning, is evolving. We had always the objective of having an education side. So it's just evolving through time. And with the time we had a full schedule of conferences and workshops. So it's because it's our objective and our mission in a way, plus presenting the artisans that transform the wood and organizations that are linked to the forest and trees and wood. So it was just natural to get more, and we had different subjects from building in wood and circular economy and an aspect for children also, education. That's a friend of mine, Michel Leveuf, has been working a lot on kindergarten nature for young kids. So I think it's great, and it's going to attract a diversity of people too.
So I believe there are 6 conferences in total this year at the festival. And I was just curious as to why you decided to choose those 6 conferences, or why your heart fell in the right place with those conferences. I didn't know if you wanted to discuss perhaps some of what people will be able to see this year and why that felt right for Festibois.
We had conference before on forests, a bit of forestry and biodiversity and health, what could the forest and the human health. So, and this year we thought to have an aspect of about building, construction in wood, why, and the captation of carbon. So we thought it was very interesting, and we got the people in the area that have that orientation in their enterprise. So, and they accept, they're very interested to teach about it. So I was very happy after that. Somebody told me that was in their own construction. They're having a pilot project about the material, the wood material. And I said, okay, let's see what are the pilot projects in Bromissisqua about the circular economy. So I thought those two conference, they're one after the other one on Saturday. I think they're very, it's good to have them together one after the other one. So it's a subject we never looked at. We're going to have a conference on also on by an engineer, forest engineer. It's very, she's teaching University of Laval, and she's going to talk about forestry today and with climate change. And she has been very involved also in the fire. And in this summer, we could hear it's Evelyn Tifo in Abitibi. So she's going to be quite very interesting. And also those people that I'm like Evelyn and William Murray and Oriana Familia and things like that from CLD, they're just happy to come. So this is great for me. They're happy to say, yes, yeah, very interested. And also Michel Leboeuf, we have been thinking about to invite her from with the Fiducie, actually. and talking about for the young people and having kindergarten like they have in Norway, in Italy, and things like that. And she had been working a lot to develop that system in Quebec. And I said, why not at the Festibois and having her and talking about the experience that she has in Quebec and with very young children and education in nature. And after that, I said, okay, if Michel Leboeuf is talking about very young kids, Isabelle Desbois working with primary and secondary school children, and she's great. She's doing great things. So what a nice follow-up after Michel Leboeuf to talk about it and her experience and things like that. So yeah. And we have also Isabelle Berube. She's building kind of a little house for wild insects and with wood. So that's why she's there. And so she's going to present her experience with that too. So, and also we have Charles Lucier. He's not, he's going to be on the Parc Godu. He's going to be along the river. He has been planting trees for 30 years. His experience with his result about agroforestry, actually, and along the Rivière au Brochet.
Yeah.
And also Ariel Ferron is going to be there with the experience by tressage, so netting, and having people doing it with her in the Parc Godu and having fun with that. So that's about the program.
So, yeah, so all of these conferences are really relevant to what's happening here in the region, it seems, and what's happening in Quebec regarding forestry and biodiversity. It's all very relevant to what's
happening. I would say in the world. You
know? In the world, yes, exactly. And so what do you hope that these conferences contribute to Festibois, Denise? What do you hope they add to the experience of Festibois?
I think, the artisans are sharing their work. How do they transform the wood and they make a living out of it or having fun with that? And I think it's an educational part and very important. But I thought we should go offer more than that at the Festibois. And I think they offer new experience to people, new knowledge. I hope they create more awareness about where we are with the environment and climate change and the importance of nature in children. So I would say for me, it's very satisfying because it's a whole event for me. It's kind of more complete for me to have an event like that. I don't know if I'm clear about it. But
yes, just having... not only focusing on the artistic parts of it, but expanding it to more areas like education and just continuing doing that.
Yeah. And I think we should pursue year after year. That's a challenge to have always new conferences. But there's so many things to talk about. So I'm not worried about I'm going to have more different subject in 24 and 25 and 26 and etc.
Well, that was a great answer because my next question for you was, will Festibois continue to expand on its educational mission in the future with other activities?
I hope so.
Yes, but you kind of already made that clear that that's your hope.
Yeah, that's my hope. And that's the hope of the committee. But we never know, things can change. But for me, that's my priority, actually, and the priority of our committee. And also might be an opportunity to, I think, to give tools and ideas and inspiration, network with somebody and start a project or start a school project in another area or to help them or refer to other people in other area and things like that. So that can be a source of inspiration.
Yes. Definitely. Well, thank you very much, Denise, for chatting with us a little bit about that. And on tomorrow's episode, we'll be able to follow up with one of the conference presenters mentioned in the interview, Isabelle Grégoire, also the head of educational programs, operations coordination, environmental science, and eco-citizenship for the Fiducie Foncière du Mont Pinac, who will elaborate with us on the importance of putting the environment at the forefront of educational initiatives, and the projects that are taking place here in the Eastern Townships with the goal of developing what is known as eco-citizenship. Tune in to tomorrow's episode for more details. Townships Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.